Upon that little tent of blue which prisoners call the sky, and at every wandering cloud that trailed its ravelled fleeces by. He did not wring his hands, as do those witless men who dare to try to rear the changeling hope in the cave of black despair. He only looked upon the sun and drank the morning air. He did not wring his hands, nor weep, nor did he peak or pine, but he drank the air as though it held some healthful anodyne. With open mouth he drank the sun as though it had been wine. And I and all the souls in pain who tramped the other ring forgot if we ourselves had done a great or little thing, and watched with gaze of dull amaze the man who had to swing. For strange it was to see him pass with a step so light and gay, and strange it was to see him look so wistfully at the day, and strange it was to think that he had such a debt to pay. For oak and elm have pleasant leaves that in the springtime shoot, but grim to see is the gallows tree with its adder-bitten root, and green or dry a man must die before it bears its fruit. The loftiest place is that seat of grace for which all worldlings try, but who would stand in hempen band upon a scaffold high, and through a murderer's collar take his last look at the sky? It is sweet to dance to violins when love and life are fair. To dance to flutes, to dance to lutes, is delicate and rare. But it is not sweet with nimble feet to dance upon the air. So with curious eyes and sick surmise we watched him day by day, and wondered if each one of us would end the self-same way. For none can tell to what red hell his sightless soul may stray. At last the dead man walked no more amongst the trial men, and I knew that he was standing up in the black dock's dreadful pen, and that never would I see his face in God's sweet world again. Like two doomed ships that pass in storm, we had crossed each other's way. But we made no sign, we said no word, we had no word to say. For we did not meet in the holy night, but in the shameful day. A prison wall was round us both, two outcast men we were. The world had thrust us from its heart, and God from out his care. And the iron gin that waits for sin had caught us in its snare. In debtor's yard the stones are hard, and the dripping wall is high. So it was there he took the air beneath the leaden sky, and by each side a warder walked, for fear the man might die. Or else he sat with those who watched his anguish night and day, who watched him when he rose to weep and when he crouched to pray, who watched him lest himself should rob their scaffold of its prey. The governor was strong upon the Regulations Act. The doctor said that death was but a scientific fact, and twice a day the chaplain called and left a little tract. And twice a day he smoked his pipe and drank his quart of beer. His soul was resolute and held no hiding place for fear. He often said that he was glad the hangman's day was near. But why he said so strange a thing, no warder dared to ask. For he to whom a watcher's doom is given as his task must set a lock upon his lips and make his face a mask. Or else he might be moved and try to comfort or console. And what should human pity do pent up in murderer's hole? What word of grace in such a place could help a brother's soul? With slouch and swing around the ring we trod the fool's parade. We did not care, we knew we were the devil's own brigade, and shaven head and feet of lead make a merry masquerade. We tore the tarry rope to shreds with blunt and bleeding nails, we rubbed the doors and scrubbed the floors and cleaned the shining rails, and rank by rank we soaped the plank and clattered with the pails. We sewed the sacks, we broke the stones, we turned the dusty drill, we banged the tins and bawled the hymns and sweated on the mill. But in the heart of every man terror was lying still. So still it lay that every day crawled like a weed-clogged wave, and we forgot the bitter lot that waits for fool and knave, till once, as we tramped in from work, we passed...